Saturday night, and I want you to take two of your best mates with you.
Yeah.
The car now is on the dock waiting for you. There's three guns in the boat of the car.
All right.
And I want no messing. And I want you to blow away two paratroopers.
Yeah, we're going to give you a lesson now in Irish history. For over 300 years, the British Army have oppressed the Irish people. It all started with the Great Potato Famine of 1916. The English took our food. When we were too starving and too weak to fight, they stole the seven counties in Ulster. So Eamon de Valera rode to London on the back of a horse to punch the Queen into the jaw as a symbol. And she locked him in jail for 100 years, and he smeared his own shit on the wall and starved to death.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is The Raw, and you just heard Up The Raw by the Rubber Bandits. They are a satirical group duo, really, out of Ireland. They were active in like the 2000s, 2010s, not so much anymore. One of them is the host of a podcast called Blind Boy, and he refers to himself as Blind Boy. Instead of regular balaclavas, they wear plastic bags over their heads, which is kind of interesting. I didn't have like a super fleshed out plan for this show. This is my first time back on air in the big 2-6. Yeah, I'm playing all Irish music today. I have one more song from the Rubber Bandits for you. This one is in Irish. They have a version in English. It's called I Want to Fight Your Father. But I'm not going to try and say the name in Irish because I'm going to butcher it. So this is I Want to Fight Your Father in Irish. So, like I said 4 minutes ago, that was I Want to Fight Your Father in English by the Rubber Bandits. Or in Irish. Oh, God. Slip up. By the Rubber Bandits. And it's a funny song in English. So give it a listen if you can. My dad recommended it to me, which is kind of silly because it's about the rubber bandits wanting to fight this woman's father. And I'm a woman who has a father who I wouldn't really recommend trying to fight, because you might find yourself bringing only fists to a knife fight. So that would be pretty bad. But the rubber bandits were definitely, and I learned this from my dad, a precursor to kneecap. And I'm big into kneecap these days. My last show before winter break was exclusively kneecap. I've just acquired recently a kneecap t-shirt, which I guess was not shipping to the United States, so it had to go through my dad's friend, which was pretty awesome. Shout out to my dad's friend. Next up, I have more Irish music. This is Come Out Ye Black and Tans by the Wolf Tones. And I definitely heard the Wolf Tones growing up, but I don't think I ever, like, really understood who they were. I quite like this song. I was listening to it today in the gym. Come Out Ye Black and Tans.
I was born on the Dublin street, where the loyal drums did beat, and those loving English feet, they walked all over us. And every single night, when me dad would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with his chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Come let us hear you tell how you slandered great Parnell, when you thought him well and truly persecuted. Where are the sneers and jeers that you loudly let us hear when our leaders of 16 were executed? Come out, you blackened hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Come tell us how you slew them old Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had spears and bow and arrows. How bravely you faced one with your 16-pounder gun, and you frightened them damn natives to the marrow. Come out, you blackened hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Now the time is coming fast, and I think them days are here, when each English Shawnee and he'll run before us. And if there'll be a need, then our kids will say Godspeed with the verse or two of singing this fine chorus. Come out, you blackened hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
All right, listen. Have we any Celtic supporters here tonight, have you? Here we go, a Celtic symphony!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Far across the sea, when the devil caught a hold of me, once set me free.
got the song for ransom. La 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 la. I need to sing about from Glasgow town, I've blown the world around the town. Need to sing that I have found all my days of wonder. La 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 la. Did you echo? Da 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 da. Here I go, here we go again, everybody. We're on the road again. We're on the road again. We're on our way to paradise. We love the jungle. The sun was going down, let's see graffiti on the wall. What a sense, graffiti on the wall. It says we're magical, magic, graffiti on the wall. I see graffiti on the wall. And it says, ooh, I'm up the rocks, say you, I'm up the rocks. Ooh, I'm up the rocks, say you, I'm up the rocks. Jungle deep, for the paradise that we did seek was no too far to weep. There wasn't with the natives. Na 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 na. From the Amazon to Borneo, from Africa to Tokyo, to the darkest jungles of the world, no one can lose. Na 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 na. Circles every way, down to me and he that say, think you're leading me astray, watch your soul revile. Na 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 na. Everybody, come on! Here we go again, we're on the road again, we're on the road again, we're on our way to paradise, we love. Magic graffiti on the wall. I see graffiti on the wall. Hey, hey, hey. It says, ooh, I'm up the rocks. Say, ooh, I'm up the rocks. Ooh, I'm up the rocks. Say, ooh, I'm up the rocks. Ooh, I'm up the rocks. Say, ooh, I'm up the rocks. Ooh, I'm up the rocks. Say, ooh, I'm up the rocks.
So that was just Celtic Symphony, also by the Wolftones. And as you just heard, they were singing Ooh, Ah, Up the Ra, which, if you recall, was the title of the first song. Well, no, Up the Ra was the title of their first song. But they also say Ooh, Ah, Up the Ra a lot in the first song. Now, critically, the first song is, in fact, about the IRA. Sort of. Winona Ryder is not actually in the IRA, but that would have been maybe kind of an interesting twist if it came out that was true. But Celtic Symphony is not technically about the IRA. It's for Celtic FC, really, football club, Scottish football club. I watched part of, or maybe I only read the description of a YouTube video with a singer from the Wolftones and an interviewer. But basically, allegedly, Celtic Symphony is, you know, it's just celebrating Celtic FC, and it's not really about the IRA at all. But who's to say? I'm going to do a little PSA at this 121 moment. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. I have a story about an event at Tufts that took place last night at around 8 p.m. So, for those of you who don't know, Mary Beth Barone is a female comedian, and she was on a show, is on a show called Overcompensating. But I've been aware of MBB for a minute now. And I guess every year Tufts brings a comedian to school, like, the first week after winter break. It's like winter welcome week. And so I saw Mary Beth Barone was performing. I was like, oh my God. So of course I got my ticket. And I ended up going with someone I just met like 2 days ago. And we're sitting in the audience and we're getting to know each other. And obviously, you know, we're about to see stand-up. So she asks me, would you ever do stand-up? And I say, well, you know, like, maybe, like, if the opportunity ever comes up, like, yeah, maybe. And then I told her this story about how when I was younger, I was in a car with a family friend, and I guess I said something, and she looks into the rearview mirror back at me. I'm sitting in the back seat, and she says, oh, Alana, like, you should do stand-up. Have you ever thought about doing stand-up? And I was like, psh, nah. Being all coy and whatever, which, like, why? I don't know. But, like, in my heart, that really meant a lot. Shout out Cecilia. And so I tell my new friend this story, and the show's about to start. So exciting. Mary Beth Barone comes on, and she's speaking in the microphone. She says, usually I have an opener for these things, but I don't have an opener today, so does anyone in the audience want to, you know, come up and do a set? And my new friend, Sari, looks at me, and I look back at her, and I'm like, oh my God, is this serendipity? What? So there's, like, the lights come on, and everyone's looking at each other like, who's gonna get up? And I don't immediately get up because I'm scared, but then I see this other girl get up, and I'm like, if that other girl gets on stage and I don't, I'm gonna, like, regret this for the rest of my life. So this other girl gets up. There's three people. She's bringing three people on stage. So that first girl gets up, and I guess her friend also got up. So two people go on before me, and I'm the last person. And Mary Beth Brown is, like, first person on stage goes first. So I let the two of them go first, because Lord knows I wasn't trying to go first. And the two people go, they do their sets, and, like, I'm literally sitting on stage with hundreds of people in the audience with freaking Mary Beth Barone. Can you even believe that? That's crazy. I was sitting next to her just, like, on the floor, like, we were little buddies. So these two girls go, it's my turn. She hands me the microphone, and next thing I know, I'm doing stand-up, and it was so weird because, like, I've literally never done stand-up before. I've never, like, prepared a set for comedy. Like, obviously, I think the closest I've ever gotten to that is, like, doing this, but it's mostly, like, talking about songs, and maybe I crack a joke or two, and it's not like anybody's laughing out loud. So, like, I'm used to, like, you know, talking into the oblivion, but there I was on a stage with hundreds of people, and they were laughing, and needless to say, my ego is through the roof. I didn't know this at the time, but apparently MBB was like sitting on the floor and looking up, and like she was laughing and she was like into my story. So if you ever catch me doing stand-up ever again, like, just know that I have the support of Mary Beth Roan, and she's pretty famous. She has like 400,000 followers on Instagram. I DM'd her. Mary, if you're listening, I know you're not listening, but if you are listening, please respond to my DM. Oh my god, I almost thought about inviting her to come on to this here radio hour, but I didn't. I got too nervous, which is kind of interesting because I wasn't too nervous to get on stage in front of all those people, but I was too nervous to ask her to come to this radio hour. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So, missed shot. But I made a pretty big goal. Is that what they call it in basketball? A basket? I don't know. I made a big one. So, like, I've been getting a lot of texts from people being like, wow, you're really good. So, yeah, I'm off to, like, basically a great start for my semester, which is a big 180 because the day before, I went to Dave's Fresh Pasta and ordered a chocolate chip walnut cookie. And then when I got home, I opened the bag, and it was, in fact, not a chocolate chip walnut cookie. I got a raspberry almond cookie, which, my God, is not good, by the way. So there I was with my raspberry almond cookie thinking, well, you know, is that this is like totally indicative of the rest of my semester. And then, because that's like clearly a rational thought. And then I went on stage with Mary Beth Roan and everyone clapped for me. So, yeah, through the roof, buzzing with excitement. And I did, in fact, I went back to Dave's Fresh Pasta and I got the correct cookie because, what was I going to do? Go without a chocolate chip walnut cookie. And I had set the second half of my chocolate chip walnut cookie after my set with Mary Beth Roan. So really just like highest high last night. We'll see if the energy stays up. Anyway, back to the programming. The next few songs I have for you are by Sinead O'Connor. She's the first artist I ever played on air, and definitely one of the formative artists of my youth. This is Drink Before the War, off of The Lion and the Cobra, one of her earlier albums, one of my favorites. Thank you.
want to talk about Ireland. Specifically, I want to talk about the famine, about the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All of the other food, meat, fish, vegetables, was shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while the Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history, and this is what I think is still hurting me. You see, we're like a child that's being battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened, still feels all the painful feelings. But they lose contact with the memory, and this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running. And in its worst form, becomes actual killing. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? An American army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or in ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine. But what they don't say is, in truth, there really never was one.
Excuse me.
Oh, the lonely people.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Where do they all come from?
Fact. I can tell you in one word.
Oh, the lonely people. Where do they all belong? So let's take a look, shall we? The highest statistics of child abuse in the EEC, and we say we're a Christian country, but we've lost contact with our history. See, we used to worship God as a mother. We're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Look at all our old men in the pubs. Look at all our young people on drugs. We used to worship God as a mother. Now look at what we're doing to each other. We've even made killers of ourselves, the most childlike, trusting people in the universe. And this is what's wrong with us. Our history books, the parent figures lied to us. I see the Irish as a race, like a child that got itself bashed in the face. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
Oh, lonely people,
on the brink of a great achievement. In this island, there is no solution to be found to our disagreements by shooting each other. There is no real invader here. We are all Irish in all our different kinds of ways. We must not now or ever in the future show anything to each other except tolerance, forbearance, and neighborly love.
Our traditions. Everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
You just heard Famine by Sinead O'Connor off of her 1994 release, Universal Mother. I really like that song. I think it does a really good job of being political, but also really, like, well done musically. And it's a little bit different than the other songs off of that album. There's a song she covered, All Apologies. She covered All Apologies by Nirvana, and on Universal Mother. And I didn't know it was a cover. Like, I thought she wrote All Apologies. And then my freshman year of college, someone was like, oh, I love Nirvana. Like, I was playing that song. They're like, oh, I love Nirvana. I was like, what are you even talking about? Does this sound like Nirvana? And then I was like, I got schooled. I was like, oh, shoot. But yeah, give the All Apologies cover a listen if you like that song. She does it a little bit differently than Nirvana, obviously. But I think she does a pretty good job. Next up is another political one from Sinead O'Connor. We're not on a first name basis. This is Black Boys on Mopeds.
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said I was childish and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. If they hated me, they will hate you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and Roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grief. Mother down at Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for her kids. In her arms she holds 3 cold babies, and the first word that they learned was please.
day, somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have nothing to do that day, didn't want to do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking,
you got a way of talking,
and it's something about you. Wanna be haunted by the ghost
of your precious love, of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask what's he like, I see he's kind of shy, but that's the
That was just Haunted with Sinead O'Connor and Shane McGowan, but it's a Shane McGowan song. But I like the collab version with Sinead O'Connor very much. They also, I believe there's a music video that I can like see like clips of it on Spotify, and it looks quite beautiful. That's a nice song. I Want to Be Haunted by Your Ghost. Wow, it's really romantic. I have one more artist in these last 10 minutes. Another Irish song, like Irish language song up next. This one, I'm, again, not gonna try and butcher the name, but this is a Fontaine song off of their 2022 album, Skinty Fia. I've played a few Fontaine songs before. This is a bit of a long one. It's a bit of a journey. 6 minutes long, so enjoy.
Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day.
She defines the only answer, and I never had the time. She defines the only reason for feeling. All in all, it's all we say love. She defines the only reason for feeling.
Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day. Gone is the day, gone is the night, gone is the day.
She defines the only answer.
So that was just a 2022 release by the Fontaines. Coming up on the end of the hour here, just a reminder, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Alana, and you're listening to The Raw for a few more minutes. I have one more song, also by the Fontaines, and I believe no one's after me, so automation's going on as I depart. This next one's called Liberty Bell. I originally heard it because it was in the Kneecap, like, original soundtrack, but it was originally released in 2019 off of an album called Do Growl. And it's kind of a vibe switch from the last one. Very upbeat. Guys, I love this song, Liberty Bell. So I'm from Philadelphia, and we have the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. So it's kind of like a fun little connection. But super upbeat, super fun. You know, I love that violence that you get around here is, I believe, the opening line. So good. After that's all from me. I'll be back on Tuesday at noon. I should be by myself unless my friend is gonna join me. I don't know, jury's out, we'll see what happens. But until then, enjoy Liberty Bell.
You know, I love that violence that you get around here, that kind of ready, steady violence. That violent, how do you do? And the lawyer went and steady wife sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you, man is on a notch, yeah, what you gonna do about it? You know, I love that violence that you get around here. That kind of ready, steady violence. That violent, how do you do? The lie when a steady wife sleep in a phone booth. He's just very, very tired of having that same old boring conversation. Just like me, just like you, man is on the notch, yeah, what you gonna do about it? Is it easy just to try it? Is it the same old lie? Well, is it liberating just to be so fine? Happens all the time. You know, I love that violence that you gallow when the car wind blows down. Of the marriage of the socialist money to another one's land. And I put one we refuse to stand, yeah. He's just bearing a guilt and it's coming from the back row. Side row, never even tried row. Nice man if you knew him well. I heard he on a place called the Liberty Bell, yeah. Well, is it easy? I think I'll try it. Cause it's the same old lie. I find it liberating just to be so fine. Happens all the time. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.